We're talking with Anne Ray with NYPIR, the New York Public Interest Research Group, and among other issues that Anne and NYPIR is involved about is trying to build support for the Climate Change Superfund Act. They'll be having a statewide Make Polluters Pay climate caravan later this month, early September. So Anne, why don't you just sort of bring us up to date? What is the Climate Change Superfund Act and why is it important?
Sure, thanks. Yeah, the Climate Change Superfund Act, a bill was introduced in May, is a huge step forward in terms of obtaining funding to deal with the climate crisis. And what it does is it establishes a polluters pay principle, legal precedent under state superfund, which is a toxic waste cleanup program where polluters have to pay to clean up their toxic messes. It establishes that for greenhouse gas emissions coming from the coal, oil, and gas industries. And it's looking backwards at their past greenhouse gas emissions. And they have to pay a fee for those emissions, which have created the climate crisis.
Now, why sort of this approach as opposed to, say, a carbon tax?
Well, that's still in the mix from what I understand. You know, other organizations are looking at various fees and taxes going forward on the climate crisis contributors.
Okay. And, you know, how much money are you looking to raise from this proposal? And, you know, what would the money be used for?
$3 billion a year, $3 billion over 10 years. And the money is to be used for remedial climate initiatives, such as building seawalls, such as massive upgrades to roads and bridges, subways and transit systems, with all the increased flooding that we're going to be experiencing.
So it would not be, say, to help build out new renewables?
No, unfortunately, because it's for legal reasons. We don't want to be violating the Clean Air Act. We don't want to be violating a number of other laws. It can only be spent on remedial climate initiatives that provide compensation for damages from those past greenhouse gas emission actions.
Right. Now, is this separate from the existing Superfund Act or is it amended?
No, this creates a whole new Climate Change Superfund Act. It does so by amending the law to establish this fund specifically to deal with the climate crisis.
Okay. Now, this bill, I believe you said, was introduced in May. What has been the response so far from, you know, the governor's office, legislative leaders, the Climate Action Council?
The office is interested. And they're looking at it.
I'm sorry, you said the governor's office is interested?
The governor's office is interested. They're looking at it. They have questions and concerns. It's, you know, they're in the review period. Many organizations so far, 50 national, state, and regional organizations have come out in support. And the Climate Action Council, we have not met with the Climate Action Council yet.
Which polluters really would be hit hardest by this?
Well, you know, utilities, the oil and gas industries, and any company that contributed to greenhouse gas emissions, including the making of a product, gas stations, etc. So, and there is a cap in terms of it's companies that make a certain amount of profit, focusing on those companies. And apparently there is, there is a technical way to determine with great accuracy the share of these greenhouse gas emissions by specific fossil fuel companies over the last 70 years. So the state can assign liability and require compensation from the companies commensurate with their emissions.
Now, wasn't there a similar proposal promoted at the congressional level? And if so, has that advanced anywhere?
No, unfortunately, you're right. Last year, NYPIRG and other organizations tried to get this bill introduced in Congress, and Senator Manchin stopped it from happening.
Well, I heard he switched a little bit on his positions. Any chance going to try to revitalize it, or we're going to focus on the state for the time being?
Yes, we're taking the building block state approach. So we're also trying to get this bill introduced in Maryland and other states.
Okay. Now, I understand you're talking about a Make Polluters Pay climate caravans, I guess late August, early September. What's that going to be?
Well, we're going to be traveling around the state from August 24th through Labor Day, September 5th, having news events with a climate crisis caravan and a huge inflatable pink pig representing the fossil fuel industry. And we're going to be having news events with elected officials and climate organizations calling for the governor to include this really important bill in her proposed executive budget.
Now, actually, I'll note that 1977 or something, I actually drove a converted school bus around the state for NYPIRG, and went to county fairs to talk about both trying to pass the bottle bill, which eventually we succeeded in, and to stop nuclear power. What type of vehicles are going to be involved in this caravan?
Well, unfortunately, Mark, it's going to be a regular old van. And yes, it's not going to be, unfortunately, an electric vehicle.
So what are you trying to get climate groups to do? And in general, how are we faring with climate? Obviously, some people are very excited about this new Inflation Reduction Act. A lot of environmental justice groups feel it gives away way too much to the fossil fuel companies. But in general, how is New York looking on climate at this moment?
Well, we're way behind schedule in terms of meeting the Climate Act's 2030 goal. Way behind schedule. NYPIRG last month did a climate scorecard, and we looked at how we're doing in terms of investing in renewable energy, how we're doing in terms of reducing greenhouse gas emissions, and the failure by the legislature and the governor to not pass the All Electric Building Act to start electrifying buildings, new buildings going forward starting in 2024. That failure means that we're not reducing the state's biggest greenhouse gas emitters, buildings. 32% of our emissions come from buildings. And the failure to pass the Electric Vehicle Charging Station Expansion Act. We really need to ramp up and transition to electric cars, as you mentioned earlier. So the failure of those two bills not being passed into law has put New York State behind. We're lagging behind.
Can people, how, if people want to participate in this caravan, how best can they do that? And how in general, should people trying to be engaged with the Make Polluters Pay campaign and in climate change in general?
Well, we would love it if they contacted NYPIRG. You can email me at ARABEARABE, ARABE at NYPIRG, NYPIRG.org, or call my cell 518-560-1849, and we can hook them into climate groups in their region and there's upcoming news events as well as other coalition building efforts to mobilize the public and put pressure on the legislature and governor to take action that we so desperately need.
And is there any other exciting things that NYPIRG is doing short term we should be aware of?
Well, NYPIRG's working with two statewide coalitions. We're excited about this. We're talking about working with over 150 organizations in the Renewable Heat Now Coalition, Climate Can't Wait Coalition, and other initiatives to really work and be a much bigger, squeakier wheel. Session starts next January to pass these critical climate reform bills.
Okay. Final question. Can you just repeat, was it $3 billion a year you're trying to get from the Make Polluters Superfund bill?
Yes, the Climate Change Superfund Act would require greenhouse gas emitting polluters to provide $3 billion a year, $30 billion over 10 years.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. We've been talking with Anne Rabe from NYPIRG, New York Public Interest Research Group. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.